So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making it a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I am Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. All right, welcome back to the Vegan Fitness Podcast. I'm excited to have you back for another episode on this amazing show where I want to share just a personal update from my end, how things are going in my training, in my nutrition, and share that with you so you know where I stand and that I'm working on what I'm working on currently, because I've been doing this for almost 6 years now, or actually coming up to 7, I think. I don't entirely know. And I'm still working on it. I'm still having fun. I'm still trying to improve. And the last year taught me a lot, and this year is teaching me more. And I want to just update you on what I'm doing in my training, my nutrition, my mindset, what are some things that I'm focusing on right now to uplevel my results. Because just so you know, like, my clients, our clients we have in the Game Changer Academy, they motivate me, they inspire me to be my best as well. I think if I wouldn't have this coaching business and helping people all over the world to get in shape, if I would do something else, maybe, I don't know, finances or business coaching, whatever it is, I'm not sure I would be as motivated, okay, to really crush my goal, to try out new things, to uplevel my knowledge. And this is something I'm continuously working on every single day, every single week. And it's also a big focus for me in 2021. I want to deep dive into training nutrition again on a much higher level and have a lot of fun with that. And also, this is a, you could say, 200 episode special. So if you listen to this right now, then this is episode 200 of the podcast. If I reflect back, it's just crazy to me how many episodes I published already. Just for you, some stats. Last year, actually, which is also something crazy to think about, we had over 150,000 downloads of this podcast, over 6 figures in downloads. That's amazing. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to this podcast every single week, giving me your attention, giving me your most valuable thing, your attention, your time. I don't take it lightly, and I really appreciate you for doing that. And guess what? 2021 has more exciting things to come for this show. I have some amazing guests that I want to get on here. I have my vision to bring more powerful guests for the new year. Of course, solo episodes are still my jam. I still love solo episodes and will keep doing them. But I think bringing on more guests will be also a lot of fun. Let's see also how the whole pandemic plays out. Maybe in the second half of the year, I'll be able to meet some people that want to interview in person, maybe in the US. Let's see. But again, thank you so much for being here, giving me your attention, and consuming this podcast. Over 150K downloads last year only. That's huge. And again, thank you so much. And that's why I wanted to do like a special, you could say, for this episode, which is episode 200. Just talking about my personal updates with my training, my nutrition, my mindset. And maybe it's helpful for you. Maybe it's interesting for you. You can take something away from this episode, I mean. So let's start with training. What's going on in your training, Fritz? How are you exercising currently? How are things going? And what kind of workouts are you doing, maybe? So, of course, in the current situation, just so you know, in Germany, we still have a lockdown. So we are not able to go to the gym at all. We are working out from home, basically, doing home workouts. And this has been going on for pretty much since the gyms first closed. I think it was in April, right? So April till now, January, is how long this has been going on. And yes, we had a short stint. I think it was like 4, maybe 6 weeks. I think in summer, where gyms open up again, which was exciting times, definitely. But it was just a short stint, and since then we're back to home workouts again. And also, our Chancellor Merkel, in German you call it Merkel, Angela Merkel. In English, I think it's Merkel. It's a miracle, okay? She's a miracle. And she just announced that it would probably be prolonged till April. So a whole year, basically, of no gym with the short four-week stint in there. So that's still going on for us. I'm working out from home. I'm working out 4 to 5 times a week from home. I did decide, of course, to buy Bowflex dumbbells, which are the dumbbells that you can just adjust the weight that you want to use. And I think they're the best ones, and they work very well for me. And I think I told the story before, but I will just retell it. I still remember when this whole thing started. I was on a safari in South Africa, and I ordered the dumbbells when I heard that Germany is shutting down soon. I was like, wow, these things will be sold out like immediately, so let me just order them right now, right freaking now. So I ordered them on the safari, you could say. And yeah, it's definitely worth it. I first thought, hey, is this an overkill? I mean, this will probably just be like 2 months, maybe 3 months, but hell no. Like you see, it's like going on for a year, so definitely worth it. And also, I will forever use them probably. So what I want to do when gyms open up for real again, I want to still do a hybrid version of workouts, meaning doing like a few times a week in the gym, maybe two, maybe three times. I think 3 times is good, and then 2 times maybe at home from some accessory work, because it's just convenient, right? It's super convenient, in my opinion, to work out from home. And yeah, that's just for my workouts, 4 to 5 times a week. And also starting in the second half of the last year, so in summer, like August, September, I also got a new coach. I got trained by Marcus Philly. Maybe you know him. He's a expert in functional bodybuilding, like the CrossFit style workouts, but they're also functional. They don't destroy your joints like CrossFit mostly does. And I just want to try something new. I was always working out, not always, but over the last years, following a very similar approach to workouts, like focusing on hypertrophy, on strength, and doing 3 sets of 12, 3 sets of 8, and stuff like that, which this approach works. But I just thought, hey, let me just try something new and see how my body reacts. And these workouts that Marcus Philly creates and promotes, they are more about, yes, of course, building muscle, right, and getting stronger, but they're more about improving your condition, upregulating your metabolism, and also doing more CrossFit style workouts, which are like more intense, less rest times, and higher heart rate. And I did that just because I wanted to try something new for me personally. I also did it because I knew that if I'm at home most of my time, I'll probably be less active. So I wanted my workouts to be more intense, for my workouts to burn more calories. And also I wanted to try it for our clients. I wanted to try, hey, what does this approach do for me? Some positives, some negatives. Can we adapt some things for our personal program, for our Game Changer Academy, and for our clients' results? And that's what I wanted to do as well. That's always what we do as coaches, not just me, but also the other coaches in the company. We always try different approaches, different nutrition strategies or workout strategies, and learn new things that we can then filter to our clients. So our clients just get the cream of the crop, okay? They just get the most relevant things, and they don't need to like look at different workouts and get bored from our workouts. So we always try to improve and look for new things to bring to our clients. And I did these workouts and they worked, okay? They pushed me very hard, and shout out to Marcus Philly, my man. Those workouts, oh man, they were soul crushing at times, okay? Even at home. So you might not think that you can push yourself at home. You can. You just gotta have the right approach. And I was burning up to 1,000 calories per workout, which is crazy. That's a record for me as well. Before that, I was burning 600 to 700 calories. Well, with these workouts, I was burning 1,000 calories, which is crazy high. And it helped me stay lean. So it really helped me do what I wanted to do, to stay lean during this quarantine time. And it really helped me do that, because when you burn 1,000 calories in your workouts, of course, again, nutrition is still the most important thing. So you cannot forget about your nutrition. You still need to optimize that. However, if you burn 1,000 calories and then you're as tall as me and you walk 10K steps, you're easily in a day burning like 3,500, 4,000 calories, and maintaining leanness at that level is pretty much not easy mode, but it's easier than, of course, if you burn less. So that worked very well. I learned a ton of new exercises I never have done before. Okay, so very new things to me personally, things that I've never done before. And it also taught me a lot when it comes to my mindset, how challenging workouts let your mindset grow. And I was also, yeah, able to get some very good results from it for a few months. I think I did it for like 3 months, this whole workout approach. And then I stopped. I stopped doing this approach of training, which again was, I think I was training 5 times a week, 4 to 5 times a week, full body workouts mostly, like I said, high intensity, high rep, sometimes low rep, very little rest times, and high metabolic work. So a lot of burpees as well, and a lot of other fun things combined with, of course, strength training. And like I said, I liked it, got some great results. However, I stopped because I think I said this before, it was too mentally exhausting for me, okay? What I mean by that is I had always new workouts to do and always new exercises to do that I've never done before, and it takes some time to adjust to these. And since I'm doing a lot of mental work in my daily life, running this this business and creating content, leading the team, coaching our clients and all those things, having more mental work from the workouts, more mental, it's more mentally exhausting for me, for my productivity, for my energy. And I was craving kind of like boring hypertrophy workouts like I was used to, because I know them, because I just, those workouts, those exercises are just natural to me. And with the Marcus Fitti workouts, there was always a new exercise that was more complicated than the last one. I needed to learn it, I needed to watch the videos. Then the workouts themselves were super intense, so you needed to be fully concentrated and all your willpower needs to be going through that workout. And I feel like the willpower I put towards the workouts, there was, it was kind of missing for my daily business, right? And that's not something that works for me right now, my current situation of life. Life always comes in seasons, so maybe in the future that's something that I want to do again. But for now, my focus, my productivity, my energy goes to our clients, to growing this, to helping more people. And I don't want to put too much willpower and discipline towards something that's still super important for me. But that's like, it shouldn't take away too much, like I said. So I was having fun, but now I'm back to, you could say, normal, boring hypertrophy workouts with 4 sets of 10, 4 sets of 15, stuff like that. And that works, but it's also second nature for me. So I can just switch off my brain in my workouts and just do it, just get it done. And just get it out of the way, and then also keep crushing my goals, but also keep crushing my productivity in business. And definitely I'm looking forward to the new year now, and when gyms open up again at some point, to get a new coach that helps me to grow into my next level version. I'm very excited about that. When it comes to home workouts, I'll have to see how long this really goes. If it really goes on for a few more months, maybe I'll get another coach for home workouts, just switch it up again. But I think I'm good for now, and I'm seeing great results with this boring type of exercise. So again, I'm exercising 4 to 5 times a week now with a full body split. So every single day, full body. It's a lot of fun. It works, and it gives me the results. So that's for the workouts, my story over the last weeks and months. That's the current update. And also maybe another thing as a side note, I found that working out in the evening actually is a ton of fun when you do home workouts, at least. I think when you go to the gym, just super crowded here in the capital in Berlin. But with home workouts, I think evening workouts are even more fun than morning workouts, because for me, at least, when I'm in home office, it's like a nice reset at the end of the day. And you can just reflect, but also just put away work and just focus on your workout, and then get a nice shower in after and just relax after. I think that's a good combination, and I found it really works well for me. While you do work in the morning, yes, you get it out of the way. However, again, you spend some of your willpower. Maybe you are in a rush. So for me, evening workouts have been really fun to do and game changing for me. So that's for the training part. On nutrition, it didn't happen as much as in workouts. However, I do want to be honest, and the end of 2020, I wasn't super on track as I would like, I would have liked to be. And it doesn't mean that I'm always perfect. I'm not. I ended up eating a lot of the same foods, eating a lot of food with not the optimal nutrients. So I think my protein wasn't super on point. Same for micronutrients over the last months of 2020. And till a few weeks ago, where I decided to take charge of it again, and I want to get leaner again. I want to shred some fat. I didn't gain a ton of fat, but definitely did some. And I decided to fast again, to do intermittent fasting, which I did like a few years ago, like in the middle of my fitness journey. Intermittent fasting was my jam. I loved it, and it worked very well for me to get shredded. So I used to even fast for like 18 to 20 hours at times, and then just have like 1 to 2 big meals and then be good. I don't do that right now, but I just refound my love for intermittent fasting, you could say, and it's working so well for me. Like, I fast until noon, like every single morning, wake up at like 6 a.m., get my deep work done and get the most important things out the way when it comes to work. And it really gives me this productivity, this energy. It's very interesting. I didn't expect that, but I feel like when I eat breakfast, it slows me down. If I don't eat breakfast, then I can keep crushing the first hours of the day and then look forward to a big, big lunch. So that's what I do currently. I just drink a coffee. I drink sparkling water, which suppresses appetite and makes you get super focused. Then for lunch, like I said, I have a big, big lunch. And it has like 90 grams of protein plus, because I am aiming for 200 grams of protein. So it has to have a high amount of protein. At the same time, it's not bloating me, because I am meticulous. I'm looking at not overshooting my fiber intake. So if I would have a huge bowl of like broccoli and lentils and pasta and chicken, and tofu chicken, basically like fake meat version, that would bloat me probably, but it's because of the fiber intake. So my lunches are pretty moderate in fiber for the amount of protein I'm getting. So I'm doing, for example, lentil pasta with some fake meat or tempeh and just tomato sauce and some mushrooms, which are not high in fiber. And that's it. Pretty easy and low fiber. So if you do this, you need to look at your fiber, because else you will crash at noon. You will crash at lunch, because your fiber intake just plummets your productivity and your focus, because your body is just focused on digesting so much food. So I'm keeping it very low in fiber as much as I can for lunch. Then I have a good and light snack, mostly some protein powder, maybe a smoothie. And then also having a solid dinner. Usually at that point, I still have like 1,500 calories left, which is pretty neat. So I can enjoy whatever I like to for dinner. Might be a burrito, my pizza, might be... yeah, just a big bowl again. Can be anything really, like some potato wedges. Wow, potato wedges, if I think about it right now, amazing, because I'm fasting right now. And that's awesome, because again, it gives me a ton of focus, productivity, energy. I feel light. I feel, you could say, minimal, not like I'm overloading my body with stuff. And it's working super well for me. And that's what the current season I'm in. And I want to lean down a bit. And that's the goal behind it. I want to slowly but surely cut around 0.5 kilo a week, get leaner, and then when I feel like I like the leanness I'm at, then just maintain that until gyms open up again, and then maybe go into growth mode from there. So intermittent fasting and the plant-based diet is a very powerful combination, because the vegan diet is very satisfying if you do it the right way. If you then combine it with intermittent fasting, it's just easy mode to diet. So it's pretty neat. And I want to also give you just a full day of eating example, so you know what I'm currently eating. So like I said, no breakfast. So I fast until noon, just some coffee and some sparkling water. Then for lunch, Like I said, I usually have a big bowl, so this could be, it mostly is like lentil pasta, then a fake meat alternative. Could be tempeh, could be tofu, could be just, yeah, fake meat, like I said. Then some low fiber veggies like mushrooms, for example, which fill me up and make the meal bigger, make it healthy, but without adding too much fiber. Then just a tomato sauce with maybe some unsweetened soy yogurt as a cream alternative. Then for a snack, I have just a shake with some fruit mostly, or I make a smoothie out of it. And for lunch, yeah, it could be anything, right? So it might be summer rolls, it might be I don't know, chippy crust pizza, it might be a burrito, it might be potato wedges. With some fake meat and peas or something like that. So it really is flexible. I want to be flexible for dinner. I want to have something to look forward to. And maybe even I have, again, a lighter meal for dinner with high protein and high nutrients. And then I have an ice cream after, for example. So that's currently how I work. And I'm hovering around, I think, 2,500 calories-ish, maybe 2,800. And that's in a slight deficit for me as I'm burning over 3K a day. So that's for nutrition, okay? Really enjoying it, really working well for me. I think nutrition always needs to be an approach that actually delivers results, but also that works for your lifestyle, for your goals besides fitness. So, yeah, maybe that was interesting to you. And for my mindset, just quickly, I'm locked on, like I'm ready. I'm excited for what's to come in my life, not just fitness, but also business, for our clients, for my personal development, learning a lot of new things. I also wanna learn, to speak even better English. So I'm definitely looking to get mentored on my English online, getting some English lectures from a native, and also looking forward to the second half of the year where hopefully we're going to open up again and I'll be able to travel to a few places. And but definitely there's some projects I've going that will be very exciting. Also a free course coming out, just if I can spoil it that. By the time of this recording, it will be online already. So you might find a link in the podcast below of my free 5-power course, the Fit Vegan Blueprint course. And that's definitely something that I've been working on. It's super exciting and it's game changing. And yeah, I'm just on. I know that this time is not easy. It's at times getting boring. It's at times getting repetitive, right? And we feel like we're locked in this forever, but I just want to let you know that this will be over, and what you can do now is control what you do now. Okay, and if you focus on growing and starting new things, on developing yourself, then you can use this time very productively, and I think it's a good time to do that. So thank you so much for listening in for episode 200. If you have been here from day one, then I don't know what to say. Thank you so much. If you listen to from the very first episode to now, I think a lot changed. If I listen to my first episodes, I still cringe. My English was so bad, and the content was good, but I just couldn't deliver it properly. And I'm still not perfect, not saying that. And that's why I want to improve my English even further, get more amazing guests on the show, and yeah, just grow with you guys, grow with you, and get to, yeah, at least 300 episodes over the next. Yeah, over the next 2 years, maybe it will be at 300. So, and it will be super exciting. Thanks so much for tuning in. Like I said, if you have been enjoying the podcast so far and you haven't left a review yet, then if you're open to, that would be awesome. You can grow the show together. I don't do any advertising on here. So that's your way of supporting the show, of supporting me and supporting this movement just by leaving a rating and review on iTunes and subscribing to the show if you haven't yet. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's keep getting those gains and save the planet. 2021 is the year. Let's crush it together. Let's do it. Talk soon. Peace out. Yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode again. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.